muted.
Hello, and welcome to the Shantagold Q2 2018 production and operational update. Throughout the call, all participants will be in a listen-only mode, and afterwards, there'll be a question and answer session. Today, I'm pleased to present Eric Sirin, CEO. Please begin your meeting.
Thanks very much, and good morning, everyone. Thanks for dialing into today's Q2 quarterly production and operations report for Shantagold. Just to remind you, Shanta is the third largest gold company in Tanzania and one of the lowest gold producers in Africa. Joining me today on the call is Luke Leslie, our CFO of Shanta. Just to remind you, our flagship mine is the New Luweke Gold Mine in southwest Tanzania, which has been in production for the last 5 years. What's interesting is, and you might notice, we'll be talking quite a bit more about Singida over the next couple of quarters, which is in central Tanzania and an important pillar of value for Shanta shareholders. Now, moving on to today's call, what we'll be focusing on for 2018, and you'll hear these themes throughout the presentations and calls we have, is that the central points to discuss are our priorities. Three of them, we continue to reiterate these: operational excellence, balance sheet deleveraging, and targeted growth. And these are what we'll be continuing to focus on for the balance of the year. Moving on to slide three of the presentation, which is on our website, Q2 was a solid quarter for us. It was the first quarter that we saw the impact of cost-saving initiatives that have taken effect. Production from the underground was steady, and in fact, we set a new record in June, which I'll touch on in just a minute. Overall, we produced 20,500 ounces in a business that has seen our cash costs now step down by about 9% versus the average of the last four quarters. Cash is healthy at just under $9 million, and net debt ticked up by only $600,000, despite gold inventory increasing by $5.2 million in the quarter. We expect the gold inventory working capital to reverse itself by the end of the year, which will have a significant impact on our deleveraging objectives. Now, in terms of growth, we had really encouraging drilling results at both Singida and New Luweke in the quarter, and for me, that really paints a clear story around the asset quality of our operations. We've also made the strategic decision to accelerate the production startup at Lulunga, and really this was central around the business case for us, which is highly compelling. Higher NPV, increase in production flexibility, and exceptionally low capital intensity. So we'll touch on some of these points over the next couple of minutes. Now on to slide four. It's worth mentioning we're reiterating our full year guidance of the range 82 to 88,000 ounces at an all-in sustaining cost of 680 to 730 per ounce. Post period, we increased our forward sales to 27,000 ounces at an average of 1262. That's 53% more ounces now sold forward than in Q1. And this hedge book is now currently just over $1 million in the money. Our safety record in the quarter was pleasing, with zero LTIs and a TIFR rate, which is well below industry benchmark. As mentioned, cash costs have stepped down by about 9% versus the average over the last quarter, over the last year, and our all-in sustaining cost is trending in the right direction. So we're happy about the cost-saving initiatives successfully coming through the business. And we'll continue to see that over the balance of the year. We recently announced hitting $7.2 million of cost savings since September last year. For me, I think that really reflects the cultural shift that we've seen right through the business. We've seen an evolution of discipline improve and our employees acting more like owners than typically agents you would see in these junior mining companies. Now on to slide five. As I mentioned, June was a new record for underground production at New Luweke. We mined 51,000 tons of high-grade ore, grading 5.3 grams per ton. This, when we compared this to our internal estimates and our budget, this is nearly 25% higher than our budget for the year in that quarter. So it does show that the capacity is there if required, and the ability is there from the underground. The key metrics we use to track our progress underground are also being met, and we're confident about our H2 and 18-month plan that we track really closely. Underground production was dependable, and development rates are on track. You'll see on slide six, if you turn the page, that our net debt increased slightly by $0.6 million during the quarter. The backdrop to this is that our gold inventory increased by just over $5 million, including a 40% increase in our run-of-mine stockpile. The upshot here, from our perspective, which is really important when we look at our priorities for the year, is that the inventory will reverse itself over the next two quarters, starting with the open pit mining, which will be stood down from the end of August. And so we should see that inventory working capital reduce and the benefits accrue back to the cash balance over the next 6 months. On to slide 7, which covers our third priority this year, which is targeted growth. We had two really encouraging drilling results in the quarter at Singida and Nuluika. The backdrop here is that we're focused on deleveraging over the next 12 months and thus targeting growth with very specific drilling campaigns. So at Singida, for instance, we had 15 holes, and Nuluika Phase 1 was only 4 holes. So in total, we spent about $250,000 only on, and were able to deliver some really encouraging results from this drilling. Focusing on Nuluika, we completed Phase 1 of 3 drilling. This is an area that's outside of the mine plan, not in reserves, but with high-grade potential. So as I mentioned, the results didn't disappoint. We had 7.5 meters at 4.6 grams per ton as one of the highlights. Phase 2 at Bahenia Creek, drilling will commence shortly, and we're helping us understand the high-grade potential there to increase the mine life. Now on to slide 8, if we can just chat about Singida for a minute. In our minds, and from what we see on the ground, Singida really is building momentum. We've made a lot of key milestone achievements over the last 8 months, and particularly on the back of the new Jorik resource and recent drilling we've had, we've been able to make some pretty steady progress internally. During the quarter, the internal owners team, set in motion a pretty important work stream, which was around preparation of the development plan for the project. And so this has all been done internally, and without any incremental cost to the company, we're able to focus on that asset. Geophysics is planned at Singida this quarter to test the areas around Corn Patch, and we'll be providing a more detailed update before the end of the year on the Singida project. Just to remind you, our objective for Singida is to give Shanta shareholders optionality while eliminating downside risk by developing the asset into production using third-party funding. Now on to the plan for the rest of the year on slides 9 and 10. We'll continue to focus our priorities on operational excellence, deleveraging, and growth. Expect to see some updates from us around the Bahenia Creek drilling, Phase 2, which, as I mentioned, will commence shortly. The timetable and economics around the Lunga resequencing, so bringing that sooner into the mine plan, which work has already begun, and expect the first portal blast in Q4. And then Singida Geophysics and a project update. We'll be able to give you some more color on that before the end of the year. And of course, our debt repayments that we've ever so focused on during 2018. Now, just in terms of VAT, we've had really constructive engagement with the government of Tanzania to refund VAT. We're spending a lot of time in Dodoma, and I believe we're making positive inroads. And we hope to be updating you on this matter soon with regard to VAT. With that, I'll hand it back to the operator and open the line to any questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. If you wish to withdraw that question, you may do so by pressing 02 to cancel. There will be a brief pause while questions are being registered. And our first question comes from Justin Chan from Numis. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Morning, guys. Congrats on the production uptake this quarter. My first question is just on Ilunga. I realize that you promised to get us more detail soon, but I'm just wondering, kind of on a conceptual level. So you talked about production from mid next year. Does that mean the open pit will remain stood down next year, or could you just give us a high level sense there on what you're thinking?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, just in terms, I guess, Justin, when we look at Ilunga, the reason in particular why it's compelling is the robustness of the deposit. So effectively, for every level of development we get at Ilunga, which costs about $1 million, we get 5 times more ounces at Ilunga than we do at Luika, which is our third ranked underground deposit. So we think Ilunga really brings that operational flexibility, and it's NPV enhancing. Now, what we're going to do with Ilunga, we expect development ore in late Q1 and production ore in Q3 next year to kind of give you some milestones to aim for. It doesn't mean we're going to stand down the open pit mine. The open pit mining is really just it's a blending mechanism to kind of bring down the grade. And so we expect the open pit mining to resume on a pretty small basis again, kind of end of Q1 next year.
Okay, thanks. No, that's very helpful. And just on the underground for this year, so you've shown you can go above 1,500 tons a day. Are there, I guess, what are your tonnage thoughts on the rest of the year? Do you in the long term, do you plan to go above 1,500? Is there a higher target now?
Listen, I mean, it's one of these ones where, looking at it on a monthly basis, it's good to show that it's able to do that. But it really comes down to us having the stopes available and the development in place. I guess the short answer is no, we're not going to be increasing to 51, over 1,500 tons a day. We think kind of on a sustainable basis, we're targeting that kind of low 40,000 tons per month rate. And I think that's probably where we're going to end up. If we do better than that in any one month, that just gives us more flexibility. But at this rate, we're going to continue to stick with that plan.
Okay, great. And just on the hedge book, could you just go over the schedule and prices there just for modeling purposes?
Okay. Yeah. Luke, do you want to cover the hedging?
Yeah, sure. Hi, Justin. How are you doing?
Yeah, great. Thanks. How are you?
Yeah, all good. So with the hedging, what we have is 15,000 ounces. The additional 15,000 ounces are in March next year. Mm-hmm. And the average price there, I would use about $12.65 for that.
Right.
And then the remainder of the ounces are in the next 3 months.
Yeah. And the average just back calcs from there, I presume.
Yeah, the average is $12.62. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, great. That's very helpful. I think that's it from my end.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Simon Gardner-Bond from Peel Hunt. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Hi, guys. I just wonder if you could give a bit more guidance as to the standing down of the open pit and then the mix from, what you're expecting from the underground now going forward. And then you were mentioning there from Justin's question about that there would be a temporary stand down of Lunga pit to go back on. So I'm just a little bit confused, wondering if you can give a bit more color on the schedule there going ahead for the next, say, 12 months.
Okay. Not a problem, Simon. The standing down of the open pits, we originally had it in the plan to stand down in October. What we found is that we were kind of doing better than expected in terms of the production rate from the open pit in the last quarter. And with the stockpile now at 143,000 tons, that's in terms of tonnage, that's over it's kind of 2.5 months of production, which for us is more than enough. I mean, we're just locking up working capital there. So we're going to be standing down the open pit at Shamba, which is a deposit about 1.5 kilometers from the plant. We'll stand that down from the end of August and then resume that again towards the end of Q1. It's in the plan. And what we'll be doing with that low-grade feed, I mean, it's 1.5 to 2 grams, which we call low-grade. We'll be blending that with the various feeds from Luika and Bahenia Creek over that period, over the next kind of 9 months, to aim for that 4.5, kind of high fours, 4.5 to 4.75 grams per ton blended feed into the mills. Does that cover the question?
Yeah, and just a word on the grades that you're seeing underground and expecting over the next 9 months, I guess, until that sort of end of Q1, you must be expecting pretty good underground grades.
We are, yes. I think the benefit here is the development at Bahenia Creek is giving us the flexibility now to, we've opened up to the east and the west of Bahenia Creek, and what we're actually seeing, I don't know if you remember what we commented on previously around the nose fault at Bahenia Creek. We've actually seen that kind of cut off again. So we've, in our planning, in a good way, so in our planning, we've been conservative around the western side near the nose fault, and kind of over the last couple of weeks, we've seen that the grades are much better than we've since conservatively cut off in terms of that planning. So we're pretty optimistic there. I think in terms of the next kind of 9 months, we've done grade control on, I believe, all but two of those months out in the future. And so that gives us pretty high confidence around the grades we're going to be seeing coming through. I don't have the exact number in front of me, but I can get it to you for your model if you like after the call.
Probably too much information.
Yeah.
don't bother. Don't send it unless you're going to put it on your website.
Yeah, I won't. Yeah.
Okay. No, that's fine for now. The only other question I had was just to see if you are in the process of or planning to replace Scott or find a new COO, or whether there's a shift around of management to account for that change.
Short answer is no. So he won't be replaced.
So have you just made internal shifts of the guys that are already there?
We have, yeah. We've taken a view. I think you've met Onus, our general manager at New Luika.
Yep.
He stepped up really well into the role of kind of more senior responsibility, and I guess now we're kind of 6 months into it, really, since Scott tendered his resignation, and we're, you know, as the production shows, we're kind of trucking along very steadily. So we're pretty happy with all that. You know, we've looked at the, you know, we've discussed the idea, and we don't see a need to have a COO at Shanta.
Okay. And just one other thing, if I may, you're teasing us slightly with your comments about discussions with the government about the VAT rebates. I know you're going to be very restricted on what you can and can't say, but there's no hint for any other operators in the country that anything's moving, so how can we take any confidence that you guys might get something?
Well, I think the biggest sign for me is the fact that when we did last year, in November, we got you know, I think it was $3.5 million, and our closest competitor got 1.2. It was 10 times our size. So we have this discussion with the government. I can't really comment for others, but you know, it's very open and encouraging.
Can I ask, have any of the other, because they happen in quarterly packages, right? Essentially, where they 3 month periods of VAT get audited, and my understanding was the first rebate happened because it had already been audited and approved before the ban came down, essentially. So has there been any further auditing from the government on your situation, or is that still to happen?
Yeah, I think, Luke, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, I think we're audited up until, is it February or March 2018? Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so there's, you know, the TRA comes in and does their audit, goes to the Auditor General, reviewed by the paymaster, goes back to the ministry. So, yeah, I mean, they're continuing to do the audit, and, you know, they're very encouraging dialogue. So we don't really want to say too much more than that, but, you know, we'll see.
Okay. I'm done. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Simon.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Sergei Raevsky from SB Angel. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Good morning, Eric, Luke. Few questions. One is on stockpile. So can you, give a guidance how much you expect to release from this 13.6 million in inventory in the second half?
Yes. Again, I don't have the numbers in front of me. The way we think of the stockpile initially when we did our budgeting was to have at least 1 month stockpile in place, which is 60,000 tons. From our perspective, if you assume 42,000 tons from the underground as an assumption, with the balance being fed by the stockpile, so call it 10,000 a month, we are pretty comfortable we could run the stockpile down for kind of seven months, back down to kind of the 60,000-70,000 ton mark without putting the operations at risk.
Mm-hmm. And so this increase during the quarter of, was it like 3.5, I think, million, due to increase in stockpiles, this can be expected to be reversed, and then some, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the way to think of it is that, you know, a ton of ore mined, roughly $60 a ton, $50 a ton, somewhere around there.
Okay.
And as we unwind it, that's cash that comes back in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Sergei, just to add to that, the increase was primarily from the stockpiles, just over 3 million, 3.1. and the bullion was 1.4 million.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And another one is on your capital expenditure. So the Ilunga capex, the pre-production capex, most of it will be spent this year, second half, or how does it schedule between the first development ore in second quarter next year?
Yeah. So what we're saying is the total for Ilunga pre-production is 4 million. So we brought that down considerably since the revised mine plan. In terms of 2018, Luke, I believe the number is, what, 2.5 million in the plan? Is that what you have?
I'll have to get the exact number for you after this, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So call it 2.5 in 2018. And the balance in 2019.
Got it. Okay. And on the underground at Bukini Creek, so according to the mine plan you had, well, you're doing now, I can see from numbers that you do lots of developments. So this should considerably reduce, right, next year?
Yeah, absolutely, without a doubt. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. And the numbers should be, close to the revised mine plan that you've released in March. Can I use those as guidance, do you think?
Yeah, I think you can, yeah. I think the development of Bahia Creek should be completed by late 2019, mm-hmm. Which basically means that capital will all but extinguish at that point, and then it's simply into production.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you. Very helpful.
Thanks, very good.
Thank you, and as another reminder, if you do wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. Okay, as there appear to be no further questions, I return the conference to you, Eric.
Great, thank you very much. I appreciate the time from everyone, and look forward to keeping you updated over the next couple of months and to the end of the year. Thank you very much.
Thank you. This now concludes our conference call. Thank you all for attending. You may now disconnect your lines.